Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Bill Blackstock, the CEO of the RFCI, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Bill, how you doing?
Great. Always good to talk to you, Kim.
Bill, we were together a couple weeks ago. You had a big meeting out at the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain in Arizona, and you had, I guess it was the biggest attended fall meeting that the organization has had. You've been in this role as the leader of RFCI for, what, 4 or 5 years, right?
It's 4 years. And yeah, it was the largest meeting we've ever had. Kemp, just over the course of this past year, 10 new companies have joined RFCI. We stay focused on our mission, and we're really blessed that they reached out and wanted to become a part of the organization. So, yep, it was the largest and a lot of energy there.
Why don't you tell us a little bit of the highlights?
One of the things we always do at the beginning of these meetings is have our face-to-face board meeting. And I got to tell you, when you sit down in a room and you see the leaders from 18 companies, leaders in Resilient of 18 companies there, and they're focused on the industry, it's a humbling thing. And we always work throughout the course of the year on our strategic plan. And this particular meeting, the fall meeting, is where we present the strategic plan and budget for the following year in 2026. Three of the primary things are advocacy, all things technical and sustainability is tied into that, and then outreach. And on the who side, Kemp, the who's always make the what's happen. Teresa Williford, 17 years with RFCI, she's the MVP. Another key person, and that's Paul Friedrichsen. He is the storyteller, a strategist, and a core partner of mine. He is an incredible storyteller, and we're thankful for Paul. Venable, led by Allison Foley and John Mavertek out of D.C., on the advocacy side, are incredible partners of ours. Dennis Bradway, Bill Freeman lead our technical efforts. Anthony Sampson out in California does a tremendous amount of work. When you look at RFCI, it's composed of these wonderful people doing great things.
I got to admit, you know, I came out there and saw the group. I mean, it is the CEOs and presidents, you know, on the core board side. It's the people who are making Resilient Flooring. They usually send their leadership out there. So it was an impressive group for sure.
You've been to the events before. You know, on the speaker side, we work all year to address the hot issues and topics. And just highlighting a couple of those on the economic front, given the complexity there, we actually brought in two incredible economists, Dr. Kermit Baker, you know well, he was there, and Lance Lambert of Resi Club. I've been following Lance for about 3 years. He's a genius. We enjoyed the look forward from both of them and the analysis of the market. We did ERM Shelton, our partners on Beautifully Responsible, did have a major new study of the residential consumer, and they went through that in detail with our membership. And it was well received, and it addressed the topic of how sustainability fits into specifically the residential consumer side. On the Beautifully Responsible side, we have so many measurements on that. The number of impressions, 134 million impressions since we launched it about a little over four years ago. And then we do syndicated articles there too. And Kemp, that's almost 1.4 billion impressions to date. And we've been very happy with that. Chris Hessen of ERM Shelton did a great job on that. We did something different. You know, advocacy is job one for us, and Allison and John and the whole team at Venable are right there with us. Allison did a great job of giving our members a view of behind the scenes of the federal and state level, what she, the Venable team, and I and others are doing every day to make sure that we're on the cutting edge there. And I thought she did a great job. And then you can't have a meeting like this and not address tariffs. Wes Sudeth out of Venable gave the group the latest update on that. Of course, you probably were like me. You were listening to those oral arguments out of the Supreme Court this week. I sat there. I couldn't turn the feed off. And it'll be interesting to see the decision there. Ned Monroe out of the VI, a very productive year out of them. He gave us a summation of that. I'll be with Ned next week in D.C. I might have to drive up there if the airlines are like they are. And then I'll be with him about 2 weeks later at Vinyl Week. And then two others. Anthony Sampson is our lobbyist in California. He gave a total summary of all things California that are happening on the legislative side there. And then I was blessed to meet a gentleman months ago named Owen Fitzpatrick. He's a speaker, and his topic was leading hearts and minds through turbulent times. He hit an absolute home run. So from a speaker standpoint, we always try to cover the key topics, and these speakers did a great job of that.
Why don't you give us an update on who the new slate of officers are? Because I know, you know, I interviewed Russ the other day. He was coming off as chairman and you got a whole new slate. So tell us about that.
Yes. So Russ is departing chairman. He remains absolutely on the board. We recognized him. We also recognized Bart Rogers, who announced his retirement. Enjoyed both of them. They had wonderful comments that night. The new officers in a two-year term in 26 and 27. Baron Fritz will become chair. He's out of CFL. Roxanne Spears out of Tarquette will be vice chair. Zach Zahner out of Mannington will be treasurer. And Jennifer Zimmerman out of AHF will be the secretary. And that's an all-star team there. We're excited about that.
I know you have several committees, and you were giving some updates and also getting them started on some new tasks. You want to give an update on the committees?
Yeah, just briefly at a high level, we have two standing technical committees. Dennis Bradway is the leader of those committees, and one of the top highlights of last year was Dennis's leadership on multiple fronts on the technical side. So the TAC, I think, has been a part of our a standing committee at RFCI, it's the Technical Advisory Committee, for well over a decade. And I'm very excited about and appreciative of Dennis Bradway. When you travel with him in resilient technical circles, it's amazing to see the respect that he has garnered there over many years. And we're thankful for his leadership on that front. Bill Freeman, a longtime consultant at RFCI, is also engaged on that front and extremely valuable to us. The marketing committee, that's where we pull together marketing leaders from our member companies. And then the legal advisory committee, these are counsel within companies. We take them up to DC and then bring in a whole host of experts in various forms of the law with Venable. I always love those meetings as well. And then we have working groups, and these working groups are special single topic working groups that are composed of usually technical members in their scope. Sometimes they're advocacy in nature. And so the committees, you know, we talk about the meetings that we have. The committees are working day in, day out, all year long, and are a very powerful part of that. And Kemp, there are a couple of other things that may be interesting to you. We're very active on the consensus front. All associations are going to participate in that in consensus activities. We're in the middle of the updating of the entire flooring PCR with UL right now, and are thankful to be a part of that. And then things like Ecomedes. You know, we've been with Ecomedes that makes specification process for the commercial designer easier in a very elegant way. We've been working with them for several years. So when you total up, we have a host of activity taking place every given day that we have, and thankful for the opportunity for that.
All right, Bill. I appreciate you talking to our listeners and give us an update on this meeting that was held in Arizona. Again, been talking to Bill Blackstock, the CEO of the RFCI, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FortAlley.net.